بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر أصابه فإن كان لابد فاعلا فليقل اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لي متفق عليه. It is a very similar hadith yesterday in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that none of you should desire death because of any difficulty that has afflicted him. And we explain sometimes a person goes through some financial loss or some physical ailment and he becomes overwhelmed and then he desires that he leaves this world, he must die. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbids us. He says we should not desire mort because of some calamity that has afflicted us. Then he says, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَابُدَّ فَاعِلًا. But if a person is constrained to desire death, then he should say the following words. What are the words? اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مَا كَانَتِ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. O Allah, keep me alive as long as life is better for me. O Allah, keep me alive as long as life is better for me. وَتَوَفَّنِي إِذَا كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. You know, Allah, give me death if death is better for me. So if mort is better for me, then Ya Allah, you give me mort. Otherwise, give me life if life is better for me. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again explains to us that sometimes some calamity befalls us, we become overwhelmed, and then a person just wants to leave this world. Rather, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the remaining life in this dunya better for us and improve our condition, remove us from our difficulty, grant us afiyat. Because as we mentioned yesterday, if a person gets a long life in this world, then two things he can do. One is he can increase his good deeds, and the second is he can make amends and make tawbah for the wrongs that he has done. But if a person's life is short in this world, he doesn't get the opportunity of doing good deeds as much as he would have done if he had a long life. And if the life is short, then the chances of making amends and making tawbah also are very, very narrow and very difficult for him. وَعَنْ قِيسِ بْنِ أَبِي حَازِمٍ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ قَالَ دَخَلْنَا عَلَى خَبَّابِ ابْنِ الْأَرَثِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى نَعُودُهُ وَقَدْ اِكْتَوَى سَبْعَ كَيَّاتٍ. قَيْسِ بْنِ أَبِي حَازِمٍ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ says, we visited Khabbab ibn al-Arath radiyallahu ta'ala. He was not well and he had cauterized in 7 different places. The word iqtawa from the word kay. Kay was an iron rod that they used to use for a form of ilaj. They would burn this rod, heat it, and then when it would become extremely hot, then they would place it on that part of the limb of the body which was afflicted by some type of sickness. So as a remedy, they would use this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not encourage this. However, it was permissible if the person was able to endure this type of pain because it was a very severe type of ilaj and remedy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not encourage such a treatment. Few of the Sahaba did use it, like Khabbab ibn al-Arath radiyallahu ta'ala. He was one of those Sahaba who were the forerunners of Islam, accepted Islam right in the beginning days. He was the 6th person, according to many historians, to accept Islam. He went through great sacrifices for the sake of deen. He was wounded in different battles in several parts of his body to such an extent that he then had to use this form of ilaj and treatment to give him some type of relief. And therefore, in this hadith, it is mentioned that when they visited him, he had already cauterized himself in 7 places. فَقَالَ إِنَّ أَصْحَابَنَا الَّذِينَ سَلَفُوا مَضَوْا وَلَمْ تَنْقُصْهُمْ الدُّنْيَا. He says, our companions, they have preceded, they have left this world, they are gone. And when they left this world, the dunya did not decrease them in any way. In other words, they lived a very simple life, and dunya did not become an obstacle for them gaining rewards in the akhirat. They lived a simple life, they focused on the akhirat. And he says, وَإِنَّا أَصَبْنَا مَا لَا نَجِدُ لَهُ مَوْضِعًا إِلَّا تُرَابٍ. He says, and us, we have now attained so much of wealth that we do not know where to stock and pile this wealth besides in the sand as a treasure. There's no other place for safekeeping But we dig a place and we bury our wealth and we conceal our wealth in this way. In other words, he says, Allah gave us so much of wealth after this. وَلَوْلَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ نَهَانَا أَن نَدْعُوَ بِالْمَوْتِ لَدَعُوتُ بِهِ. Had it not been that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited us from making dua for maut, I would have also made dua for maut. Because of the hardship that he went through and his body was afflicted in several places. ثُمَّ أَتَيْنَاهُ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Then Qais bin Abi Hazim rahmatullahi alayhi says, we visited Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu anhu another time. وَهُوَ يَبْنِي حَائِطًا لَهُ. He was building a wall of his. فَقَالَ إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ لَيُؤْجَرُ فِي كُلِّ شِئٍ يُنْفِقُهُ إِلَّا فِي شِئٍ يَجْعَلُهُ فِي هَذَا تُرَابٍ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهُ. وَهَذَا لَفْدُ رِوَايَةِ الْبُخَارِي. And he says, yet verily a Muslim is rewarded for everything he does, in everything he spends in the path of Allah. Whatever he spends, he'll be rewarded for it, except any monies that he puts in this sand. In other words, in buildings, ulama explain, in buildings that are more than what is necessary for him. One is a home that you build, no problem. You require a home, you have all the reason to build a home, and Sharia gives you permission to build a home. You need a roof over your head. But just building more and more properties and constructing buildings for no real reason, just to have more and more of this dunya, that we have not been encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do. So a Muslim is rewarded for everything he spends except what he builds on the soil. And that means for unnecessary structures that he builds, which are extravagant and boastful, for that he will not get reward. Other than that, whatever he spends in the path of Allah, for that he will be rewarded. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.